If the dead father left over nechasim that were fitting to come to his rishus, but he didn't really own them yet, he sort of gave them to somebody else. Let's say he lent the money out, or let's say he invested it somewhere. Einun kibumuchsuk. That's not the same thing as money or land that was actually in the father's rishus. Regarding this din of bnin dichrin in Yerusha, that when we assess that there's enough to complete the paying of, example, let's say two ksuvas, and also a dinar that the yarshim can split, the assessment of that amount cannot include money that is not in the dead father's rishus. Even if it's supposed to eventually come to him, that doesn't get included in the calculation. And therefore, if you don't have enough of, in that case, shtei ksuvos and the dinar, and only with the expected money you have it, that's not good enough. And there's no din of bnin dichrin, you would just divide it equally. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, afilu yesham nechosim she'en lam achrayis. Even if the father has enough, but they're nechosim that do not have achrayis, meaning it's not land, it's just metaltalin and money. Achrayis comes from the lashon of chazra la'achor, which means to keep going back to something. When somebody lends money to somebody, if he doesn't get paid back, he's able to collect from land that the person had. The reason that is because land is something that you can go back on. Always, because land always exists. That's why karka, land, is considered nechosim sheish la machrayis. Achrayis is that the lender can always go back to that land. You can fall back on it, because it always is there. So Rabbi Shimon is telling us that if the father has nechosim that do not have achrayis, meaning it's not land, let's say it's just cash, eino klum achu sham nechosim sheish la machrayis, yosel shtei kaksuvais dinar. It's nothing until you have only land, nechosim sheish la machrayis, more than two ksuvos and a dinar. So you need that minimum amount for bnin dichrin, and it cannot be with metaltalin. So some learn that Rabbi Shimon is being cholik on the previous Mishnah, the Tanakama. Everybody seems to agree that legabi the ksuvos, of course you need karka. It's only meshabit to karka. But according to the Tanakama, the moser dinar, the extra amount, can even be with metaltalin and cash. And according to Rabbi Shimon, even the extra dinar needs to be from karka in order to have the din of bnin dichrin. Even that extra amount, the moser dinar, which is only there for Yerusha purposes, Yerusha we mean the din Torah that they divide equally. Nevertheless, even that amount, according to Rabbi Shimon, needs to be karka in order to have the din of bnin dichrin apply to everything else. And there are those learn, Taisyantif brings this too, the way he learns the Rav, that really there's no machloikas. Even Tanakama agrees with Rabbi Shimon that in order to have the din of bnin dichrin, both the amount of the ksuvos plus the leftover of at least a dinar also has to be from karka, from land.